11 o'clock.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Right. Good morning. You are tuned in to 101.9 CITR FM. This is the Cat's Pajamas. I am your host, Nellie. It's been a while. I was away over Christmas break, but I'm back now and the show is back. I'm excited to be back. Today on the show, I'm going to play a few tracks and artists that I really loved from 2014, and then I'll play some new stuff that I am excited for this year in 2015. To start the show off today, I played a track by The Breeders called New Year. Happy New Year. I know it's the 9th, but, you know, I didn't have a show until now. So, yeah, that was off The Last Splash, one of my favorite albums of all time. So, to start off with some of my favorite 2014 tracks. I am going to play Melody's Echo Chamber, the single Shirim, and she will be releasing a new album this year, which I'm super excited about. So here we go. You are listening to the Cat's Pajamas on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Nelly, and today, since it's my first show back in the new year, I'm playing some of my favorite songs of last year, as well as some new releases that I am highly anticipating for 2015. I just played you a song by Kool. That was the song Pink off of their album Paint, released back in March. Played the heck out of that album this year. Definitely, I mean, maybe like my favorite local release. Some of my favorite live shows of the year have been Kool shows. Actually, now they're called Kool TV, sorry. But yeah, that was Kool with Pink. Before that, I played Homeshake with the song Cash is Money off of the album In the Shower. And at the top of the set, I played Melody's Echo Chamber with Shirim. And that will be off of a new album she's releasing this year. I don't know what the details are about that. I don't know when it's coming out, but I can't wait. Up next, I'm going to play Parquet Courts, one of my favorite artists of last year. They released not one, but two albums, slightly different, under a slightly different lineup, but still they released two albums. I'm going to play a song off of Sunbathing Animal. It's called Black and White. And yes, probably, I don't know, also another amazing live show that I went to this year. They played with Naomi Punk, who also released a fantastic album called Television Man. But anywho, here we go with Parquet Courts, Black and White.
Music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn and fear. All rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
About the earthquake.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must fail.
double back to cover the tracks again. Tracks again. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Beelines, a local favorite. They just released an album this past year called Opening Band, and that was the title track. Before that, you heard another fantastic local band by the name of Dead Soft. That was their song Never Forever off of their self-titled album. And then you heard Fountain. They are from Victoria, and that was the song Ladybug Mating Ritual. Yeah, fantastic. All three of those bands are great local acts, and I have been to numerous shows by them in 2014, all fantastic. And then to start that set off, I played Parquet Courts, who are from New York, and that was their song Black and White off of the album Sunbathing Animal. So up next, I'm going to play Girlpool, a duo, two girls, pretty young, like 18, 19, and they really like rose to stardom this in 2014, I feel like. I started listening to them kind of like midway through, and by the end of the year, they were like on Pitchfork all the time. They got to tour in Europe with Jenny Lewis, and yeah, really powerful live performance by these two gals. They just released a song that's part of a compilation for the music blog, The Lay Sigh, and this is a track called Alone at the Show. We've all been there, right? Here we go.
On you, walk me to my car because I parked too far, and tell me stories about your mom. Your band on the radio, saying words I didn't know, trying to kiss some girl on the mouth. I just want to be the one you're talking about. I just want to be the one you're talking about. I just want to be the one you're talking about.
Welcome back. You are tuning into the Cat's Pajams. If you are just joining us, my name is Nelly, and I am playing my favorite songs of 2014 in addition to some exciting new things I'm looking forward to in 2015. I just played you a track by The Oz, a local Vancouver band. That was the track Corey's Coathangers off of that album by the same name released last year. One of my favorite local bands. Unfortunately, Davina will be moving to Berlin, which is very exciting, but that means that the Oz will be playing together for a while, but they are releasing a new album very soon, produced by Jay Arner. Very exciting. Before that, you heard Slater Kinney, who have reunited and are coming out with a new album this year off of Sub Pop. That was the song Surface Envy. And then at the before Slater Kinney, you heard Chastity Belt. They are a band from Olympia, I believe. And that was a song, Time to Go Home. They released a really great album 2 years ago that I was super into, and now they have signed to Hardly Art Records and will be releasing a new album in March. They just got written up on somewhere about, like, yeah, a band to look out for in 2015. So good for you, Chastity Belt. And at the top of the set, you heard Girlpool with the song Alone at the Show. Yes. So not too much time left for the show. When I started the show today, I was like, oh, I don't know what to play. I haven't really reflected too much about what my favorite songs of the year were. I didn't really make a list or anything. So it's been fun hanging out in the studio and like picking CDs or records or just like looking up things that I listened to a lot in the past year. A release that I totally forgot I completely loved was Warpaint. They're one of my favorite bands, I think. Their album, The Fool, is probably one of my most played albums ever, which is kind of funny. But anyway, they're a really great band from LA, all ladies, and they released a self-titled album in 2014. And I'm going to play one of the one of my favorite tracks off the album called Disco Very. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Interested in taking your leadership experience to the next level? Register for UBC's 2015 Student Leadership Conference for a day of inspiring speakers and interactive workshops that will help you thrive on campus as a student leader. Take your next step and register at slc.ubc.ca. The conference begins this January 10th.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And we're back. You are tuned into CITR 101.9. My name is Nellie, and this is my show, The Cat's Pajamas. We have reached the end. You just heard a song by Tops. They are a band from Montreal. One of my favorite releases of 2014, Picture You Staring by Tops. I played you the track Outside. I actually saw them play on New Year's Eve back home in LA, and they are coming to Vancouver in February, which is very exciting, playing at the Biltmore. So I can't wait for that. Before Tops, you heard War Paint with the song Disco Very. And I don't have very much time left, but I want to play a track by I think I can say hands down. Uh-oh. Where is that coming from? Oh. All right. Sorry about that. anyways, back to what I was saying. I'm going to play a track by my favorite album of the year. Angel Olsen, Burn Your Fire for No Witness. It's hard to pick a track. I'm going to go with Stars. But yeah, the album as a whole, fantastic. I've listened to it. That's probably the album I listen to the most. But anyway, stay tuned to CITR. Dave Radio is up next, followed by Femme Concept and other great Friday programming. It's good to be back. I will see you all next week.
Late Night Chill is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&B or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by new DJ Rain and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building in the Musqueam Territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, no special guests, just you and me, and a look at what's going on this weekend in the worlds of local independent theater, film, art, and lots of great local music. So don't touch that dial. All right, let's get right into the music. Mechanormal, local, what are they? They're local legends. Yes, they are. Local punk legends and denizens of the art scene for the last 30 years have just released another new bit of, well, I was going to call it an album, or it's a CD, or it's vinyl, or it's music. They've released some more music. And the title of the album is Empathy for the Evil, and this is the first track on this new release. It's called Art Was the Great Leveler. You know, it would be helpful if I did this properly, so I'm going to start again and make sure all the buttons are put in the right direction.